The rest of the story. The life jackets. Ironic, isn't it? Nobody had thought life jackets would ever be necessary aboard such a safe, solid vessel. So they were filled with common cork, and the cork never inspected degraded to dust. And when, as the ship began sinking, the panicky passengers strapped them on and plunged over the side, the life vests began absorbing water, became waterlogged, and like millstones, dragged their terror-struck wearers to the bottom. Of course, now we remember the premonitions of disaster, like that of a woman who hurried back down the gangplank with her children as the vessel was about to sail. "I beg you, don't go," she pleaded, wild-eyed, with those still on board waving from the rail, but her warning went unheard in the cheerful din of the cheering throng. Would they have paid attention anyway? Then there was Catherine Connolly, age 11, among the minority who survived. Her mother and younger brother and sister would not. Her father, who had stayed behind, he too had somehow sensed the impending peril. The seasoned, experienced captain ought to have reacted more quickly, maritime historians say, ought to have done something when the breathless young boy ran to the pilot house insisting the ship is on fire. Nonsense, the skipper thought to himself. The voyage had gone smoothly, perfectly thus far. On fire, indeed. But the ship was on fire. Although for 7 critical minutes, as the captain gazed placidly in the distance, no order was given that might have saved more lives. It was a spark in the ship's forward cargo hold, they say, which had ignited something flammable. Then a member of the crew smelled the smoke and opened the hatch to see where it was coming from. Outside air rushed in, mixed with explosive fumes from fresh coats of paint and varnish. In an instant, the flickering flames became a roaring blaze. Passengers on all decks began streaming to the stern. The life-jacketed ones who jumped, well, you know what happened to them. 1,100 people perished that day, June 15, 1904. About half of those who either burned or drowned were children. 359 lived to tell the tragic tale of a majestic vessel called the General Slocum. One of them, Catherine Connolly, whom you've already met, is alive today at 105. 23 great-grandchildren and 3 great-great-great-grandchildren were among the grateful family who helped her celebrate that recent birthday. But if you've never heard the story Catherine's kin know so well, now you'll never forget that the fiery, watery calamity which claimed more American lives, more even than the sinking of the Titanic 8 years later, it began as a picnic outing, sponsored by St. Mark's Lutheran Church in New York City. For the vessel, the General Slocum, which embarked from Manhattan's 3rd Street Pier, was headed for a port no more distant than Locust Point in the Bronx. Still, among the most significant maritime disasters in all history was this one, when a paddle wheel excursion boat went down in the East River 20 minutes from her dock, 50 yards from shore. And now you know the rest of the story.